very much. Do you accept the apology?
Agreed.
Yes. Agreed. Thank you. All right. Let's then go to the first page. I would like, I don't know what else you're going to do here, but it would be very nice that you leave a nice package for the end. I don't know if I'll have an opportunity to see it, but it can be nicely packaged and then leave it on the desk for the, you know, because I want to leave it on my desk for the end. Thank you. Then shall we look at page 1? Page 1, these are the key highlights. Are you satisfied that everything that you would like to see is reflecting on this page? Are you happy? Satisfied? So we move then to page 2. Shall we should, if we read, it's going to take us the whole day, I really depend on you having read, but also participating fully in this discussion. Oh, Mr. Gobaza has come. Welcome, Mr. Gobaza. We just started with the report. Page 2. Any addition, any subtraction? Now it's too quiet. It's going to take us long to finish. Okay. You see, if you can just say no, you can move on to the next page, or we are okay, and then I move to the next page. Any additions, or you raise a hand and then you say no, we can proceed. So that will help. That's participation. Otherwise, if you're quiet, then I'm talking to myself. And you must remember, I'm not used to this. You didn't make me to get all the way. All right. Page 2, any additions, any subtractions, any corrections?
None.
Okay. Page 3?
None.
Page 3?
No, I think on just the correction, on the second grade, on the key of the game. I still think you're starting from the 2016 television financial year. And not the 15-16.
Yes.
Yeah. Chairperson.
Not 15-16. It must be 2014.
Yeah.
2015, eh?
2015.
Yeah. And then,
Chair, because it relates to the key achievements as per the objectives of the committee, the 2016-17 budget, if you can remember, the international budget partnership collaborated with the committee, and they had a poll that they were running online, in which they asked members of the public to comment on the key allocations within the budget. So they had and then they summary of some of all the submissions, etc. So that was a key achievement because it was the first time the committee did it. And it's related to the 2016-17 budget. So we can't say 2014-15 it was done for the 2016-17 budget. No, not a diet. I think it was just before you came, Jack.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so it's related to what happened for that particular financial year and not for the first part, and that's why.
Okay.
But you must know that
I
joined at the beginning of 2016, but I'm sure from this was already in full.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we've got any additions we can add. Oh, 2, you already passed number 3, you know, on page 3. There's an oversight over budget. So this is the format that you're given.
Yes, Chairperson, that's all there.
You had to fill the information according to the format given by the commission. Okay. page 3. You are happy, you don't have any corrections, any additions, any subtractions. Then we move to page 4. Can we pull the quorum?
Yes.
Because we must add it. Page 4, nothing. Page 5. We have something. Let's all talk. If we have anything to add, we'll do this all before we start.
Okay. Thanks, Chairperson. On page 4, as part, I think that's the last section, the international delegation. I remember we also had an Indian delegation from the National Institute for Public Finance and Policy. Mm-hmm. That's the meeting that Chairperson we had, mm-hmm. and Honorable Thomas. Maybe we can just end it. Mm-hmm. I'll submit that to Darren.
Do you want
No.
I know in the public service, you know, they thrive on portfolio of evidence. Okay, well, that's fine. So are we in agreement with this come to the committee? Remember, and they came with the FSC. Yeah, so we all agree that it happened. Okay, so we go to page 5, let me see.
Yeah, this is very pedantic, and maybe it's almost for the sake of saying something, as it doesn't really make this report void, but to not change it. But if you look at the fifth bullet on page 5, I was discussing with my colleague, the Honourable McLachlan, now. When it mentions positive interrelationships within all committee structures, so intra would be internal to the committee, and then inter would be if we had relations with other committees. So if the meaning is relations within the committee itself, then that would be intra.
I think the intention here is to talk about our relationship with other committees, because you remember time and again we have joint meetings with committees, and then also remember, then we had meetings with the health department and all the other health departments from the province.
Agreed, sir.
Agreed?
All right.
No, that's fine. If we're all in agreement, so we then have to take it. I want you to leave. You know what, because this is my last meeting, maybe we can leave it sleep here. Just to the last page 6. Any corrections, or any additions?
Sorry, Chair, yeah, for the sake of uniformity, I think on page 6 we can, with those bullets up at the top,
yeah,
we can just make that last sentence a bullet as well.
Yes. Improve the mismatch between the speech and different needs. Yeah. All right, so we move to page 7. There's no other additional correction or subtraction. Page 7. Yes,
can I just take you back to basics? I was just looking at this second bullet under recommendations when you say political parties to consider not allocating permanent members to other committees. What about the smaller parties who just can't cope?
Bullet number.
Should we put a blanket thing there? A bullet number 2.
Okay, ma'am.
Because, you know, some of them are forced because of their number. I'm just thinking maybe we must put it in. Maybe they must try, but it's or not always possible.
And I don't want to lie to you. This is a political decision. I don't think a good committee will have a say.
That's why we are saying political parties to consider. Because there are many instances in which our committee is struggling to form quorums, etc. And given the workload, the number of departments, and now with the public, etc., it's important for this committee to have all their members present. But if the political parties, it's just a recommendation.
The sentence can read the political parties to consider if possible.
We're not a portfolio committee, we're a standing committee. It might be confusing. Can we not just change portfolio to read ambit or something like that? Thank you.
Thank you very much. It's relevant. Thank you very much. And then, maybe we should then say all national departments. I know we're moving forward, but in my mind, not in a bad way. I think we still have not sorted out on monitoring over the parliament's budget. Somebody's got to monitor. But can be the law unto themselves. Yeah? So maybe if we could have a that says that matter must be looked at and concretized. I don't know if you agree with me. And you remember how we bumped on this issue when we were doing the appropriation bill, and then the constitution prescribes on how money must be allocated, right? According to program. The constitution does say that. And then we found parliament's budget, just one global figure. And then we said, where are the programs? So that's what happened. Where are the parliament's programs? I said, no, parliament. This is something that Parliament does not submit because they have their own law. What is this? Whilst we are regulated by PFMA, they have a Parliament. What is it called? Financial Management, which is outside the PFMA. But I still think it's just that we didn't have enough time. research and check on what would be correct. Yes, those are getting public funding, so the tax account to them. It's something that I would say in our recommendation, we say let's look at, and we must remember we're not challenging, we're looking at what will be the correct way of doing things. And we know that everybody who receives public money, taxpayers' money, has got to account on that money, up to the last cent. And then when you account to somebody, you can't account to yourself. So I think that's a recommendation to say this must be assessed and check on what happens, benchmark with other countries, and then you can then,
Thank you, Chair. A committee, a multi-party committee, joint committee has been established to look at the allocations, because in terms of the FMPPLA, Parliament determines how it will allocate the funding for programs. So there's that practice. So Parliament will, the executive authority, will come to the committee and they'll say, like, this is the allocation and further appropriations bill. This is what we did with the allocation and this is what we are going to do with our donor funding. So there is a structure in place. I think Chairperson's concern relates to the fact that it's not allocated per program. But then Parliament has its own systems in place where they allocate. So it's not this, it doesn't follow the same cycle in terms of the cycle, the normal cycle for the national department. Dr. Gwabaza is also part of that committee. And that committee is responsible for the actual oversight of how Parliament spends its allocation, as well as internal funding. So there is a system in place. Whether the system is effective, that's another question. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. But I'm sure you hear the spirit of my concern. Because we are an overseer of all the departments that receive. Now, Parliament also receives. They have a committee. Even the other departments have got committees. But we can call those, remember, they have a committee. But our mandate is we can even call their department without them, except that in terms of inter relations. We also invite them to come in. So can you see that committee to me is almost the same as the other portfolio committees. We are an overseer and overarcher. That's what I'm thinking. But it's fine. It's okay. There's nothing wrong in thinking. Yeah? And then I think all that we need to do now is almost like an assumption to validate this information by doing a benchmark, by benchmarking. I can feel on the appropriation, all the departments must comply. Even if the Parliament has got, but it must show on there. Otherwise, it is the only one, and that's why we were attracted to say, why is this one not allocated according to program? On the appropriation. Okay, Mr. Honourable Member Matoki.
My feeling is fairly simple on the matter is that any amounts that are appropriated have to be accounted for. That's the purpose of this committee, to monitor the financial performance of any department, any entity to which funds are appropriated in terms of the Appropriation Act. Now, even though Parliament might not be a department as such, but it's still receiving monies via Treasury. So it must either report to us through Treasury, from where it gets its money, and be part of the Treasury support, or it should be accountable on its own. I understand what Mr. Arendt is saying, and Honourable Kamala, but I still feel that in the final analysis, it's still part of appropriated funds, and it should be something that serves on this committee at some stage, should be tabled here. Thank you, ma'am.
And if you recall, in all the EMA monitoring reports that we received from, we still did not receive a report on this one. Because National Treasury also supposed to receive its monthly in-year monitor. Yeah, yes. So that they then consolidate this quarterly one that they sent to us. So we still don't get that one. Some way, somehow, there's something missing. But I'm saying, not all is lost. Something to work on moving forward. When it's too late, but you lost in the bills and you didn't do anything about it. Okay. Then let's move on to page 8.
In the second paragraph, I'd like to propose that we amend the second sentence that starts the Appropriation Act, just to make it word better, because as it is currently, it says the Appropriation Act sets...
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so maybe we can just say, and prescribes conditions for the spending of funds. I was going to look at changing it in two different ways. I mean, what I was looking to propose was to say the Appropriation Act sets out how to appropriate money from the National Revenue Fund for the requirements of the state and prescribes conditions for the spending of funds withdrawn.
Okay. Give us a final
one. Okay, so the final one would say the Appropriation Act sets out how, so it's just adding the word how there after set off, to appropriate money from the National Revenue Fund for the requirements of the state and prescribes conditions for the spending of funds drawn. So deleting the two and just adding that.
Paragraph,
the first sentence.
Yeah.
For the sake of it reading properly, you say it would arrange joint briefings. So just delete the letter D.
That's
nine.
Partners. Although it's not interventions in a sense,
we're suggesting to the minister, whatever department, to implement certain things, monitor certain things, or those certain things, are those not considered to be interventions? And you say no.
And section 2, and the sentence starts with table 2.1, could just say table 2.1 below, rather than the table 2.1. So we just remove the
page 12 on the table, I think the second part that starts to amend the division of revenue and blah blah blah. The money bills, we can just change the money. The money bill amendment.
Second block. Rugby player.
Also regarding page 15, which, and then and the top of page 16 actually.
Okay.
On the far right hand side, all those blocks are blank with completed, not completed. But if you go to the previous page, everything says completed, and then later on it says what's been done. Perhaps that was just an oversight. I mean, looking at the years in which these bills were recommended, tabled, etc.,
okay,
they probably were completed.
Page 15, Chair, on the bottom, where it's written name of legislation, but on the bottom, the Division of Revenue, I think we should complete that, the Division of Revenue bill.
Yeah. So the correction, but okay, let me say it's an input from the secretary, who says they took this portion as is from the bill itself. It is written as an additive of the bill, so they took it as it is, which means this is an extract.
Okay, that is a test, but I hope you understand my point.
Yeah.
I have to almost think it correctly. That's why I actually said there's nothing wrong with what is being said.
That you have mentioned a lot. Yeah, you did say. All right, shall we move on to...
Okay.
The first paragraph, third line.
Yes.
On the block, to prescribe conditions. It's written proscribe.
Yeah.
First one,
what
page?
16.
Mm-hmm.
First block,
first
the middle. Third line.
Under objective. Okay. Third line. Alright, are we done? So can we move to page 17? Page 17? Okay. Page 17, any corrections on page 17? page 18. Forget to attach to me to appendix. These are the adjustments.
Yes, Chair.
Mm. All right. All right. Then we go to page 19. Honourable Member McLaughlin.
Okay, Madam. Cover page 18.
Or page 18.
In that shaded area, just the last line there. It reads monthly and quarter reports. It should be quarterly reports. Monthly and quarterly.
You are right. Thank you. Yeah, quarterly reports. All right, 19. Then we move to 21.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just clarity, page 22 at the top in the shaded area. Right at the end there, we say in the retrenchment of about 6,200 defence officials.
Are we still on 22,
Nick? Page 22 at the top in the shaded area.
Yeah, the second.
The last few words, yes.
Yeah,
I'm just wondering, is it correct for us to say defence officials? Wasn't there more soldiers that were going to be affected by this rather than officials? Officials give me the impression that they're in the department working there, not actually the deployed soldiers in the defence force. I was under the impression this referred more to them,
yeah,
not officials.
Yeah. Here it says non-deployable soldiers, and then on the last you talk about defence officials. Soldiers. Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you. 23. Any correction? Addition or subtraction? None. Then move page 24. Correction, addition or subtraction or omission. None. Then move to 24. The hand, honourable member Snukwanyane? 24? 25?
Yes, 24.
Okay, let's go back to 24.
Under those obligations, the very second bullet there, I just want to clarify here. I see that last one says adjusted appropriation based. It shouldn't be adjustment appropriation based. second
line
adjustment.
Adjustments.
Yes.
Adjustments. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Chair, and well spotted to my honourable colleague. But also on the same page, in up at the top in the shaded area,
mm-hmm.
just that last sentence. I think it would read earlier if it started, well, not earlier, easier if it started with the word the, to say the Sixth Parliament. We'll have to deal with. Instead of just saying Sixth Parliament.
Mm. Sounds correct.
Yeah. Chair, out of interest, the Money Bills Act after the amendment is now referred to as Section 13 of 2018. So now, in the report, do we still say it was created by Act number 9 of 2009 or we adopt the new version?
After the passing, the promulgation of the amendment, I think from that time it then becomes that. That's why there's a first reading and second reading. From that time then it must be referred to as the amendment. Thanks. Because then people would wonder, how do you continue the old form of the UN? When I remember,
yeah, I was just going to say, ma'am, that if it's an amendment, so you have an amending act, it amends the original act, so you always refer just to the original act as amended.
Yeah.
Because, you know, even if it's a 1923 act, if it's still there, but it's been amended 50 times since, it's still the 1923 act, it's been amended. But if it's a new act, it's repealing something else, or it's standing alone, then it must be referred to in its current number, the Containment Act.
Okay. The advantage of having lawyers in this meeting. We also, we almost like lawyers now.
I've
noticed. We're speaking the language as if we studied, you know, this career that we've learned through you. What are 25?
Che?
Yes?
In that table there where it says ESCOM. I'm just thinking we can make that sentence read better.
Mm.
It says the committee conduct continuous oversight over ESCOM. I think also for the sake of clarity, maybe we can put a word there to say what we mean. Perhaps that the committee should conduct, or it will conduct, or it must conduct. One of those.
Yeah. So which one are we asking about? Must? I think must is forceful. It's okay. Must? Mr. McLaughlin, which one do we take? Must conduct.
I'm just looking at the top, the sentence at the top says that the following key issues are outstanding from the committee's activities during the Fifth Parliament. So this is something that must be ongoing going forward.
Mm-hmm.
So we should be saying the committee should conduct continuous oversight. Something like that would be better.
Okay.
Should. Just add in the word should.
Okay. Should. Should conduct. Okay, fine. We are in agreement that we could shoot. Thanks. Right, we move to page 26. Yes,
Chair, on page 25, under issues, there's a sentence which is similar both for SAA and the South African Post Office, the one that says the committee will continue to monitor the implementation of the turnaround plan as well as the adherence of the entity to the conditions attached to the recent 10 billion bailout which was allocated in terms of Section 16 of the PFMA. It's the same also with the South African Post Office, and the figures are the same. So I don't know, maybe the bailout was 10 billion for South African Post Office and South African Airways. Maybe that I'm okay.
I hope it's not a cut and paste.
Okay.
know what, maybe he must check for you now, because at the end we must adopt what we know exactly we have agreed upon. So can you assist?
Okay, sure.
Okay. Thank you for making us aware of it. Yes, is it 25?
Back to that sentence on Esther, it just doesn't read nicely, because it says, so as to ensure that it utilizes the additional funding allocated during the 1920 budget, so as to ensure that it becomes stable.
Yeah.
Used so as to twice. It doesn't read nicely like that.
Okay.
And I don't know whether we can ensure that it becomes stable. We'd like it to, but it's that's not within our competency as this committee, and Eskom itself must ensure it becomes stable. But I should just say to monitor the stability, something along those lines, but I don't think we can ensure the stability of Eskom.
All right, what are we saying? And Member Martin?
Chair, the responsibility of the Appropriations Committee is oversight in regard to monies allocated and how they were spent. But the day-to-day function of a department is the purview of that ministry and department. So we have to be clear as to the role of this particular committee.
So what's your proposal?
No, I'm.
Yeah, Chair, I'm looking at that sentence. I have an idea that we could delete everything after the word budget,
yes,
and just add either maybe one word or three words. Yeah, under ESCOM. So we could say that it utilizes the additional funding allocated during the 2019-20 budget, and then we just put our own word or words there, what we want. So, you know, utilizes it, like my honourable colleague has suggested, to best advantage. But we could say, what, prudently, wisely.
Yeah.
Yeah, in furtherance of its mandate, correctly.
So I would agree with your proposal. That is, if everybody agrees with it, that we end the sentence at the budget. How does it sound? So this other role is the department.
I'm still not sure if then the sentence would make sense. I think perhaps we can put one word after the word budget, like correctly, even.
Wisely.
Or wisely or prudently. That we're not, yeah.
I think prudently would be.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Agreed? Prudently? Let's move on to page 26. Any corrections?
Chair, just a question of clarity. You'll notice on the table it says date of referral. So the second and third blocks do have actual dates, but the other ones just have months. Whether we maybe want to get the actual dates just to make it uniform. Thank you.
postpone the expected report date is the problem of I think it's correct here, right? There's a date when you're expected to respond to
Chair, it's just a technical input, a general observation across the report. When we refer to the committee, it's always right to put it in capital letters because we're referring to this specific committee. So throughout the document, we're referring to the committee, we just put capital letters. Capital letters.
Chair, the rubric reads, the following other matters were referred to the committee and the resultant report was produced. So we are referring to many reports, so it should be reports were produced. It's not just one report that was produced.
I'm just looking at the.
Can I interrupt you, Chair? I wasn't really referring to the expected report date at all, actually. I was referring to next to that, to the dates of referral. That only two of those have actual days of the month. But the first, fourth, and fifth don't have any days of the month. Okay.
But I'm still of the view that I'm sorry that it's going to set back on the table. On the floor, sorry. Not on the table, not down to on the table. The expected report date, still, we have to reflect it because it's in terms of the parliament program. So the days and the final date, we are always told when to, when they allocate us that day.
Well, Chair.
Yes.
Yeah, for that one, there's no. It's usually when the House, for instance, when a board needs to be appointed. Like, let me take SABC for an example.
Mm-hmm.
If the House agrees that the appointment will refer to this particular portfolio committee. And the committee is expected to report on the appointments by this date. That's what referred to. That's when they refer to expected report date. For us, they don't prescribe to us when we must report. We determine when we report that person. When the MTBPS is referred, the House doesn't refer to the same committee on appropriations, and they must report by this time.
Okay, so
we
agree that we can leave it open.
Okay.
Have we corrected that?
Yes. Thank you, Madam Chair. As Honourable Martin has pointed out, the rubric says the following other matters were referred to the committee and the resultant reports were produced. So it's something that's happened. Those reports have happened. They've been produced. We've got a date of referral. And it says expected report date, which doesn't apply to us because that's in the future.
Yeah.
An expected report date doesn't apply here, but there were reports produced. So we should take out the word expected and just leave it with a report date and put the date that we produced the report, in my opinion.
But it's a format that was given today.
It's the format, that's why we put not the people
there. But surely you can adapt the format to suit our circumstances.
Well,
you know, I mean, it's not fast in stone.
I don't know how it is going to
format is for portfolio committees, and we're not a portfolio committee, so we've got to adapt it to our use. The same as status of report, I think we should put the date in there as well as when it was but it wasn't just considered by the House, surely it was accepted or rejected by the House. It's considered and then the report is either adopted or not. So shouldn't we say that the report was adopted by the House and not just considered? Because it's usually in the same sitting that the House considers the report and then takes a vote on it.
Okay.
Just
summarize
my
the
thoughts.
Input, just short, in short.
In short, I think we should have dates under the expected report date column and in the status of report date column. One saying when we produced the report and one saying what date it was accepted or rejected by the House.
Agreed.
And then, Chair, just to latch on to my colleague's point, maybe we can just then remove the word considered completely from all of those under status of report, so that they would all read adopted by the committee and by the House.
Now we will go on to recommendations. Hey, this one is very key. Eh? I always take recommendations to the because we are so and we want to implement it. And remember, Supanyana, are you on to page 26?
Thank you, Chair. Chair, the very first bullet point, you know, I tried to read it. I'm not too sure. I think if somebody can explain what it means when it says the Commission should consider employing a focused approach to its mandate, whereby members are allocated into different areas of key priorities of government to strengthen oversight. Members should be deployed according to their competencies as well as experience in these priority areas. Just really a clarity on what this means.
You know, we've got different leaderships. Another person might come and say, I want you to focus on education. Yeah? So anything that has to do with education, so he will lead us in this discussion. I want you to focus on public enterprises. But the way the deployment to committee is made, it's not in terms of our areas of specialization. So it's not going to be practical because we are politicians. So it will never happen. So I think this one you write must be corrected. There's no way in it, because then if you sit here and then there are no financial people, what happens? I'll be too scared to dictate to, because it talks to deployment. Mm-hmm. It's not our area there, deployment. Our area, at least whatever recommendations we make, I think they must have relevance to the mandate of this committee. Né? But we can't tell them who to deploy here. Mm-hmm. I think these ones, what would have my mother said? Too high for you or something. Okay.
Thanks. Ma'am, I'm inclined to say that we should leave it as is. Recommendations are only suggestions. It's not prescriptive. We're not saying this must be the case in future. But from the experience of this committee, this is the suggestion we want to make to people going forward, is put people into this committee who've got some experience and some knowledge in it, because it certainly helps. I mean, if you put people in here, specialists in child care and whatever else it might be, they're going to be at sea. So put people in here who know something about what's going on. It would make sense. I don't think there's anything wrong with saying this. It's only a suggestion. They don't have to follow a suggestion, but at least it might make them think about it before they make the deployment. And it can only be beneficial to everybody concerned, as far as I believe. Thank you.
Yes. Okay. Honourable Members, Lukanyane, Honourable Member Martins. I don't know. I'm not comfortable with this.
Thank you, Chair. I just want to come back to it. You see, my question actually is on the basis. The first part says that the committee should consider employing a focused approach to its mandate, whereby members are allocated into different areas of key priorities of government to strengthen oversight. You know, that is where it starts, and then it continues then to say the last part. So that's why I said I really need clarity, because I'm not clear what it is that we want to say here.
Yeah, if we are to talk to key priorities of government, education, health, social development, and the community development, what about the other departments? Because we are an overseer of all the departments, and we are, our work is overarching, you know, over the work of the portfolio committees as well, you know, that are there. Because there are portfolio committees, but we still do, just focusing on the expenditure report and value for money. That's why where a bailout is requested will then come into that space to come and look at, if it's requested, how has money been used, and how are you going to use this one, and what is your turnaround, because they cannot survive on bailouts throughout their life cycle. I recognize Mr. Honourable Member. I can't hear you, Honourable Member Manana.
No, I've been saying sooner or later it's going to be the Honourable Member. In the next 2 years.
Okay. It's your prophecy. Okay. Honourable Member Martin.
Chair, I'm concerned by the phrase, the opening phrase. The committee should consider employing a focused approach to its mandate. That implies or presupposes that on the basis of your experience, this is a legacy report, that you are not focused on your mandate. Committee was not focused on its mandate. My suggestion would be that this phrase, the committee should consider employing a focused approach to its mandate, and then it continues with the next portion of that sentence up to oversight. I would delete all that and say that members should be deployed according to their competency as well as experience in regard to priority areas. And anyway, the allocation of members to portfolio committees is a party political function. So the
we have no control.
So what we are expressing here is a wish that the authorities that be would allocate to portfolio committees members with the relevant competency and experience.
Yeah, the deployment part, we have nothing to do with that. Yeah? But if you talk about the competency that would add value to the work of this committee, then there, yes, it does, you know, it touches on us. So you think this work can be done, can be taken to another level. Okay, Honourable Member McLaughlin.
Thank you, Madam. I was just going to suggest that we add in the word, members should ideally be deployed according to, because then it's more like a suggestion. We're recommending, if you possibly can, put in people who've got some competency. We've said in how many portfolios that part of the reason why they don't work and they fail is because the people who are there aren't experienced and qualified in that particular area. So it's not a strange suggestion we're making, it's a sensible one. I don't think we can be taken to task for that.
I know we've added to try and recraft this sentence. Now, I know you said consider ideally, but I still have a problem with focused approach to this to its mandate. Because here's the process. It's like presently we were not focusing. Excuse me, are you sure? Marcel is coming. Okay, no, that's fine. So, but then you must read the corrected version of your.
Chair, the suggestion has been made here that that first sentence be removed altogether.
Yes.
And we leave with the second sentence.
That's the one.
Members
should ideally be deployed according to their competency as well as experience.
Okay.
That recommendation is fair, it's reasonable. We're not prescribing, we're not telling them how to do those who deploy, but at least if they can consider competencies, because it will help the committee big time.
And I think the word ideally, which Honorable Master came up with, changes it to more like this.
So you're saying the ideally we keep it, ne?
Can you read the sentence for us, let's hear.
So I'm just repeating the first sentence, and I'm getting ideally be deployed according to their competency as well as experience in regard to
parameters. Yes. That's right.
Okay. You wanted to say something?
I was going to read the sentence.
Okay.
I don't know if I'm still relevant, but yes, I'm trying to provide some context. I think the thinking behind this, you know, it came from the lesson that we had when we had an oversight, a study tour in the U.S. whereby the Appropriations Committee is divided into subcommittees which focus on key priority areas, you know. So I think that's what Darren tried to refer to when he talks about the focused approach, but I think that is in the long term, because the Appropriations Committee in the U.S. has got about 52 members, and then within those 52 members there will be a subcommittee on social development, a subcommittee on infrastructure, and so on and so forth. So that, as the researchers and the support staff, we were thinking that in the long run it will be ideal that this committee operates more or less like it is done in the U.S.
I know that SCOPA almost operating this way, but my problem here is key priority areas. What do you mean? Was, isn't it? First thing that we look at when people bring this in, is the budget aligned to, when you consider appropriations, yes. So the key, how do we use the key priority areas? Because if you say key priority areas, maybe say according to priority areas. When you say key, you're talking to government's key priority areas, and therefore, you know, the flow from the NDP and National Development Plan. So are we in agreement to say we remove the key, at least say to priority areas, because then it talks to, if your priority area is this one, we will, you know, allocate here. Priority area is the state entities, then we, not key, let's remove the key. Makes sense. Agreed?
Yes.
Okay. I don't remember. Employed according to their competency as well as experience on these. Oh, it's not key priority areas, on these priority areas, or on priority areas, what?
Yeah, the key was on the first sentence.
No, Musa, you took us back. I'm sorry, I thought you were still
No.
What happened to ever forward, ever? Forever.
Thank you, Chair. I wanted to say, the key priorities was in that sentence that we removed.
Okay.
But I just thought I must just comment on what Umusa was saying about, because then it clears it up a bit as to why they were looking at the key priorities. See, the challenge with visiting first world countries is exactly that. That has been my experience. You find beautiful approaches to doing things, but you find that it's just not doable. I mean, you say how many members? 50 members in a committee, and they're going to be. Then they can divide themselves into those, because as we deal with all these departments, each group will deal with one department, and it makes their work easy. But with us, I'm not saying that we cannot do something similar, but it's just not possible that we can do it the way that they do it. I mean, experience has taught us that, you know, it's nice to go. They are nice to have there, but some of them you just can't do them, because first world countries have got it all and we don't. Thank
and
you.
And when you do this study, we undertake this study tour, you can learn everything that they do, but when you come back, you only apply what is applicable to your space. Mm-hmm. Only use that. What will be? Yeah. Okay. That's fine. Shall we then move on to page 27? Committee should strengthen and enhance beneficial partnerships with internal and external stakeholders such as parliamentary society. Okay, ma'am.
No, Chair, just that very first sentence. I thought the word beneficial, we should remove it, because if you enhance partnerships and not say beneficial, I don't know. That's
okay.
My thinking, that you must just say we strengthen and enhance partnerships.
Agreed?
Well, I was also looking at the word beneficial, but I thought that a more appropriate word would have been symbiotic partnership. Symbiotic to the benefit of both parties.
Okay. Yeah, it's English. You don't know who's going to read this report.
That's
only
strengthen and enhance. When you strengthen and enhance, without saying there's anything wrong with it, but I just think it's a repetition.
Okay.
And
remember, you've made your proposal. He has made his proposal. So I'm now going to ask if we are in agreement with him. Okay, other member, McLaughlin.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I agree with my colleagues about changing beneficial to symbiotic. I would just like to add that we put in the Human Searches Research, Sciences Research Council in there, because for some reason we've left them out, but we mentioned all the others we normally deal with. So I just thought it would only be fair to them if we added them to our list. Thank you.
Chair.
Yeah, and then when you say others, are there others that need to be added except for... Okay. Okay. All right.
Thank you, Chair. I've just got three proposals for easier reading. At the end of the first line, so it originally would say partnerships with internal and external stakeholders, would say such as Parliamentary Budget Office, but now we're going to include the HSRC somewhere. And then the second bullet is also like that, where it says such as World Bank. So just put the word the before that, to say such as the Parliamentary Budget Office, such as the World Bank, just for easier reading. And then the final bullet, it just reads easier in the last line to say, instead of resulting in MPs from other committees to be co-opted by the chairperson, to delete the words to be and replace that with the word being. So results in them being co-opted by the chairperson.
Are you happy? Satisfied?
Sure.
The first sentence, how did you...
Okay, it's okay.
The sentence, I'm going to... This one, enhanced beneficial or symbiotic, what did you use it?
Deleted beneficial check.
Okay. Musa, your hand is up.
Yes, Chair, on the last part, the word co-opted, we can just use a small c there, capital letter.
The last bullet. Or we're still on the first sentence?
Oh,
yeah. I prefer that we use this instead of using abbreviations, because even ourselves here, we get confused. Can we write this one in full and then each bracket, then you can put your abbreviation? Same applies to A. Okay. There's a hand. Honorable, whose hand? Is it yours? Honorable member, Ms. Nukwanyane?
No, thanks, Chair. Just the same sentence, that last one. Remember the last time we should say that they should, okay, political parties to consider also allocating permanent members, that to say where it is possible. Remember the previous time that we did have something like this, because we did say that you cannot... If they have two members, they wouldn't be able to do that. And just also to add that, like we say, we have to call people from other committees. That's exactly what happens with other committees as well. Sometimes they call you to say, please come and help us with this.
It's a standard practice.
Sorry?
It's a standard practice.
Yeah, I'm just saying that we are not the only ones that have this problem of having to call people from other committees.
Actually, we should not reflect it, because the fact that you have to call, it means members of this committee have not attended. Ne? Now it portrays them badly, in a bad light, to an extent that we have to call other people when we have permanent members. So that one I don't think is necessary. Ne? It's just up to us to work as expected, attend all the meetings so that we form a quorum. That's what is expected.
Yes.
I don't remember.
Ma'am, I just wanted to address this particular issue, because I know for myself there was a time before Honourable Shackleton arrived where I was the DA spokesperson on Auditor General and Appropriations. I had no choice. So whether I marked absence or not doesn't matter. It should bring it home to my party that it wasn't a good idea to put one people in two positions where they conflict with each other. So I would support that it's here for that very reason, that it puts us in that kind of position. And it does mean that I'm not able then to contribute properly to this committee when I'm with Auditor General, and vice versa when I'm here. So I think it should stay there for that kind of reason, because it does have an effect. And I think the powers that be in all of our parties should actually think about that and consider it when the time comes. Thank you.
The crux of this sentence is in allocating permanent members of SCOA as alternative to other committees. Yeah, okay. All right, there's a proposal that we keep it. Honourable Member Babaza and Honourable Member Martin.
Chair, perhaps to make this issue of the quorum a possibility, we might want to say that for meetings where the bills are being processed and reports are considered for adoption, members should prioritize the meetings of SCOA. Because that's where we normally have a problem. It's two things: the discussion of the bills and the adoption of reports. So I think that would make it possible for members and even political parties to say, should your committee be doing that part, because the program is known, should your party be processing a bill and considering a report for adoption, prioritize that meeting. I think that's the recommendation we could make.
chair, you have left me out. Chair, I'm not happy with the manner in which the last bullet point presently reads. The intention is clear, but the construction is clumsy. If we say that political parties to consider not allocating permanent members of the SCOA as alternative to other committees, as this hinders the adoption of reports resulting in MPs from other committees to be co-opted by the chairperson. In my view, it reads very clumsy. What we want to state is that political parties should consider allocating priority members to SCOA. We speak here of permanent members, but the allocation by political parties to members, you are allocated a priority portfolio committee or select committee to serve on. They don't say you are allocated to a permanent, but the sense I understand, we speak about the priority members as permanent members, but the allocation is normally that's your priority portfolio committee. So we should just correct that. Lastly, I would say that political parties to consider allocating priority members to SCOA, full stop. Then if you have to motivate it, find some other way, but our sentence as it currently reads is clumsy.
Honourable members, there's a proposal on the table. Are we in agreement? I want us to deal with this one and then move on to...
Yeah, Chair, I just wanted to raise what our problem essentially is, as the DA people being allocated to this committee in terms of the way that we've been deployed, quote unquote, even though we don't talk about deployment in the DA, we talk about allocations or something like that. But essentially, myself and the Honourable McLachlan are both allocated to the AG, and I think Gwavaza, because the Honourable Gwavaza is with us there sometimes as well. But whenever that meeting is, it clashes with the exact meeting time of this committee. So we have to make very creative plans about who can even come to this committee, because we're assigned to committees that meet at the exact same time. So I don't know if we wanted to mention something like that about, you know, not allocating members to committees that meet at the same time. But I think the Honourable Martins is correct in his construction, at least at the beginning, with how we want to go with this to make the readers of this report and understand what we mean.
Yeah, we must get this one right, because I think it talks to consistency and performance. Because people that scattered all over, so the priority in the picture to show.
Last bullet. Political parties should consider allocating priority members to SCOA, full stop. And I go on to explain. Allocating priority members as alternatives to other committees hinders the adoption of reports, often resulting in MPs from other committees being co-opted by the chairperson. Full stop. Furthermore, comma, in instances where the committee has discussions on bills and the adoption of reports, comma, MPs should prioritize the meetings of SCOA.
Okay, the
practical challenge with the last sentence that Darren has just read is that each and every chairperson will tell members that you prioritize my committee. I've chaired 5 different portfolio committees in Parliament. That's the experience. There's nobody who's going to say that prioritize somebody else's portfolio committee. So, but if we, yeah, you can cut that. I think the first sentence there is the responsibility of political parties to prioritize priority members to this committee as an oversight committee. And the other, normally people would allocate responsibilities to members, like you said, you are on this portfolio committee, and another that deals with finance. So there's a cluster of financial committees. So if they are mindful of that, then they would say that, Ben, you can't go to arts and culture, and then tomorrow you are in appropriations. If something else is related to arts and culture, to cluster those in the deployment or allocation.
Yeah, okay.
Just thinking about this, could we not say something along the lines of that political parties should consider allocating, appointing members to this committee who don't serve on any other committee? So this is the only committee they get appointed to. Because then they won't have this conflict. We won't have another committee calling on you and expecting you to be there. And there are plenty of us who are in that kind of position. Because they're, especially in the bigger parties, you have enough members so that they don't have to sit in more than one committee. And we always say here, this would be the ideal situation. So we're suggesting to them, if possible, the people who appoint to appropriations shouldn't serve in any other committees for the reasons we've given. We work a lot more. We have a lot more meetings than other committees in general. You might want to add that into the reasoning as well, because this committee sits more often than most committees. So, and that's not only the reports, it's also the minutes we have to pass all the time, and if we're not correct, we can't do that. We don't get our reports out, it holds up the work of Parliament as a whole, because it's financing. It's dependent upon, especially the appropriations. See, no appropriations bill, no money. So that's held up. All the departments sit without money, so I think it's something they should consider.
I mean, the challenge with this proposal, it's a good proposal, was raised earlier on by Honorable Member Sinokwanyane with regard to the smaller parties. The bigger parties, it's okay. The others, they want to be all over, because also in terms of the debate in the House, yes, they participate in all the, you know, one person having to debate. So if they want information, you know, they want to hear. So how are we concluding on this one? Please help me.
Any proposal on how we should conclude? Any different view from what has been put on the table? Yes, Nakwanya.
Thank you, Chair. It's not really a new view, but I just want to reiterate this thing of what the chairperson has been now about the smaller parties. Maybe we can just say, I don't have a problem with us saying that they should consider. Where possible, because it may not be possible for smaller parties. In fact, it's not possible for smaller, where possible, as much as possible. Because I also share with you what happened to me when I first came here in 2016, February. If you can remember, I was also allocated to the health portfolio committee, and this committee. And for me to attend health, I had to be absent here. And to attend here, sometimes I had to be absent, and I had a fight with the whip for help. I was having serious trouble until I went to the chief whip's office. Then they removed me from health. But otherwise, I'm just saying, it becomes very difficult even if you want to attend. Then, yeah, and then that's why I'm saying that we must say where possible, we recommend that political parties consider, you know, allocating permanent people. But like Honorable Martins was saying, all chairpersons have the same problem of saying that you always prioritize other committees and you don't come to our committee, you know. There's no super committee, I suppose, even though people should also should understand that committees like this one and finance and SCOPA have many meetings. But the situation, yeah. I just wanted to say that, sure, thanks.
Right, in terms of defendant in Durham, what have you described?
I already read it out, Mr. Gobarza. You want me to read it again?
Yes.
Political parties should consider, comma, where possible, comma, allocating priority members to SCOA. Full stop. Allocating priority members as alternatives to other committees hinders the adoption of reports, often resulting in MPs from other committees being co-opted by the co-chairs. Full stop.
Okay.
Agreed.
We done?
Yes.
And the next thing is
minutes.
The minutes. Yes. Proposal for adoption of the report of Martin Kotomo. Thank you very much. The purpose of you to start the decision of this third month. First page.
Acting Chair, I had two sets of the 13th of March, so I've just managed to open the 12th. So I'm sorry to inconvenience you and the committee, but I've just got the 12th now. I just make two small corrections on page 2. At the top under introduction, to say to consider and adopt the committee's draft report instead of just adopt committee's draft report. So the second sentence under introduction.
Report.
And then my surname is spelled wrong in under 3 in the table. LETON. I do accept it's a complicated surname, and for the records I'll say that in Pretoria I've been called Mr. Skeleton.
The minute of the sitting, first page. Yes, this time around it's looking correct. First page one. Page 2.
Acting Chair, under page 2, I just have one correction. Under introduction, the first paragraph, the final line. Initially it says, to have public hearings, the public audit excess fee bill. I think it makes more sense to have a word after the word hearings. Perhaps the word regarding would fit in well there. So then it would read, the purpose was to have public hearings regarding the public audit excess fee bill.
Yeah,
on the public status. Right. Any further amendment? Page 3. The two sets have been adopted. Over to you, Chairperson.
Okay. Thank you very much. To the 6th Parliament. That includes nominations of members and then registration of those members with IEC. Now the lists are out. There are those members who will come back, now those members who will not come back in terms of those lists. And you know what, honestly speaking, we mustn't try and read too much into it, because in the political life, and especially democratic political life, this will always, it has happened in the past and it will always happen. So some of us will not be coming back. So the announcement then will be, for instance, for myself, I'm definitely not on any of the lists, so which means I will not come back. So the other members will not come back. So I want us to prepare ourselves mentally that this is the last day. And the members who will come back, the members will not come back. In the process, it is true, because we had already bonded in terms of the work that we've been doing together. So that's what is going to happen. So we're going to separate. But this world is round. I'm told as you walk around, you bump onto people because of the very nature of it being round. So we will meet again. Way as we travel this world. All right. So the announcement there is this is the end, this is the last one. And then I'm then going to do announcement. Okay, there's another announcement.
Thanks, Chair. I would like to announce that there is a lunch organized for members at 12:30 the committee room 2, 90 place.
I did say I want to apply to you for members. So now you know you are invited to, let's have lunch together, because I think these are the life. So we can have lunch.
So who's Judas here?
Come again? There's no Judas. Instead, there's the opposite. There's somebody who has decided to be kind.
Judas.
Yes? Yeah? Well, who's but there's somebody who decided to be kind here to say, let's have the last sort of work nicely together. So we'll be nicely together. Okay, so thank you very much for that lunch. Can you repeat the venue?
It's committee room 2, Chair, at 12:30, 90 Plain Street.
Committee room 2, 90 Plain Street. I think if you want to invite your